pretzels.
Look.
What, chips?
Look. Who's the new guy?
Fanta.
I think he's looking at me.
Pretzels, you got it twisted. He's looking at me.
Stop being salty, Chips. We both got a chance.
Shh, he's coming over.
Ladies.
Hi.
And hello to you.
Back at you, handsome.
Fanta picked beef jerky?
Girl, we're gonna be here a while.
This is No BS Job Search Advice Radio, episode 1739. I'm your host, Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome to another episode. Yay! And today's show is one, it's not a tough interview question, but it should be part of your preparation to determine whether your manager, whether your colleagues, or future colleagues, I should say, should be part of your life. Hope you find this helpful and give it a great review, and let's get going.
Although this question that I posed in the title looks like it's an interview question, it's really part of your preparation for an interview. Now, I picked up this idea from the book 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. It's been out for a while. I think you can get a PDF online. That's what I was able to do. But the short version of how to prepare in this respect for the kind of personality you want to show in your answers, for demonstrating emotional intelligence, they offer in two steps. The first idea is to select five adjectives that you believe are going to capture your work persona. And it starts off with the first two. These are personality traits that you might use if you were going to describe yourself to a close friend or a date. So in the example that's offered in the book, the first two that you would pick from there is intelligent and perceptive. You pick ones that work for you. So, you know, smart, clever, whatever it is. You know, you pick two that you might use to describe yourself to a civilian. By that, I mean someone who isn't working with you professionally. Then the next three are really adjectives that you believe would allow you to do a great job. So again, following the example from the book, industrious, empathetic, creative. So what you're looking for is ways that you can demonstrate your personality in the course of answering a question. So you might speak in terms of, I'm trying to think of an example. So let's say you're in a situation where a firm asks you, what would you do to fulfill our company's vision? And, of course, this is a question that's going to be asked of a more senior professional. And, you might talk about going to an offsite retreat, bringing senior leadership, working with the firm's mission statement, distilling it down to a couple of sentences, working to bring this out to everyone. And you might talk in terms of your qualities of empathy and creativity in that situation. There are lots of different ways to illustrate personality in the course of your interviews. But the idea very simply is wherever you can, firms are not hiring robots. At least they're not asking you to be a robot, are they? They're looking for human beings who will fit into their culture. And as such, what you're looking for is a way of expressing that in the course of your answer. So
that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you did, here are a few more ways to get more from me. First of all, there's my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us. I have more than 8,000 blog posts there that you can watch, listen to, or read that will help you find your next job. In addition, if you're interested in my coaching you, at the site, there's a button there that says schedule. Schedule time for a free discovery call, schedule yourself in for coaching, interview preparation coaching, salary negotiation advice, how to have your questions answered or coaching related to hiring more effectively, managing and leading, helping you be a better executive in your organization, and overall, being a better employee of your firm. You can also connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you watched or listened to my content. I like knowing I'm helping folks. Once we're connected, if you're interested in coaching, let me know. I think it's easier at the website, but if that's the way you want to do it, so be it. Lastly, join my group on Facebook called Career Angles. It's focused on helping you do better at work. Information there is shared daily, and I'm attempting to build a supportive group there. Ask to join. I'm not letting recruiters in, so I want to make it a safe place for everyone. I'll be back tomorrow with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Be great!
Rule the day the plant-based way with the new vegan mixed berry from Smoothie King. Powered by whole, non-GMO fruits, oat milk, and vegan protein, it's a dairy-free, plant-based smoothie you can feel great about. With 13 grams of protein and half your daily fiber, it's an easy way to get the essential nutrients your body craves. Skip the line and order online for pickup or delivery. Smoothie King, rule the day.
This might look like a normal job, but it's not. When hackers infiltrate networks and steal or destroy proprietary data, we're all at risk. Earn a master's degree in cybersecurity online at Grand Canyon University and help protect your company from cyber threats by performing vulnerability assessments and threat hunting to catch hackers. What do you think protecting your company looks like? GCU offers over 175 high-quality online programs like this one. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.